I'm going to turn now to the art world. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Ackland Art Museum is going to be hosting a free virtual panel. This will be over Zoom, called Can Art Prevent War? A discussion about the power of cultural diplomacy. Tonight from 7 to 8:15. It's free. You can register for it online at the Ackland's website, which is ackland.org. Good website to go to anyway. It's going to feature a couple of very special speakers. Katie Ziegler is the director of the Ackland Art Museum, and she'll be in conversation with Barbara Stevenson, a former diplomat who is now UNC's Vice Provost for Global Affairs and UNC's Chief Global Officer. Both Barbara Stevenson and Katie Ziegler join us here in the studio right now to talk a little bit more about it. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
So let's start just by with an overall preview. Katie, let me start with you. Tell us about the panel and what it's going to entail.
Well, the idea behind the panel is the fact that we are showing right now the Rockefeller's collection of Asian art, which is a very special one on loan to us from the Asia Society in New York. And they believed when they collected the works together that Americans' knowledge of Asia was very important to understanding. And so we decided to do a panel taking it a little bit further than understanding and asking this question, can art prevent war?
Can it?
That's a short question with a very long answer that you'll have to attend our talk to hear more about.
Speaking with Katie Ziegler, also Barbara Stevenson, who's UNC's Vice Provost for Global Affairs and Chief Global Officer, also a longtime ambassador and diplomat, former U.S. ambassador to Panama, among many other things. So you can speak to this question in a variety of different ways. Tell us about your background and how cultural diplomacy has mattered for you.
It's a really important tool in the work of diplomats who are primarily entrusted in those embassies overseas with building up a strong relationship with the country that hosts us. So I used to call it the bank account of trust. And so once when I was the senior career diplomat in London, we hosted John Besh, a celebrity chef from New Orleans, and we served our British guests the very finest of Cajun cuisine. That's a form of cultural diplomacy. Probably the most famous is jazz diplomacy, which the U.S. undertook in a big way during the Cold War to really counter a narrative, right, about unequal treatment of our citizens. And so jazz greats traveled around the world. One of my favorite film clips is of Louis Armstrong arriving in Ghana to a rapturous welcome. And the Ghanaians are out singing and dancing and singing, "How are you, Lou? How are you?" So watching the connection that you can get with cultural diplomacy. Another one of mine that I love is Dave Brubeck playing in Russia, playing the piano, and spontaneously a Russian violinist rises from the audience and begins to play jazz with him. Mm. That is what the best of diplomacy feels like, right? When we make a connection through our art and our culture, and the culture we're trying to reach out to comes and says, "Please let me play with you." So I encourage everybody to go see this exhibit at the Ackland, but before they do, to go onto that website and click on to the exhibit piece and hear the talk by Morgan Patelka, who is a historian of medieval Japanese history, and his dad is a potter. Mm. So he talks about this piece of Japanese pottery and its role in the tea ceremony in a way that lets that piece of pottery speak. Go listen to Morgan, go see the art, and then listen to me and Katie discuss this question. Can art prevent war? Because I'm going to give you a little teaser.
Right.
I'm going to argue that it can, and it should, and it must.
Has it?
It has definitely contributed to it. And when you pull that and to go to war, we often dehumanize the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And respecting each other's art and making that connection really makes dehumanizing so much more difficult, and it causes us to pause. And pausing is sometimes all we need to do.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to follow up by asking, well, it's important for diplomats and ambassadors and people who are engaging with each other on that diplomatic level to understand each other's culture. How important is it for just ordinary folks who aren't engaging in that conversation? But you're right, the dehumanization process that is so much a part of the run-up to war, that's a national thing that affects everyone. So
it's a national thing that affects everyone. Every one of our lives are enriched by spending that time understanding other people's culture. That's what I would argue.
Speaking with Barbara Stevenson and Katie Ziegler again, the talk is going to be called Can Art Prevent War Tonight from 7 to 8:15, a discussion about the power of cultural diplomacy. It's a free talk. It's virtual. You don't have to go anywhere. Ackland.org is the website. Go there and get registered. And as Barbara mentioned, you can also get a lot more information about the Ackland, including that terrific exhibit that's on right now through January 9th, Buddha and Shiva, Lotus and Dragon, Masterworks from the Mr. and Mrs. John D. Rockefeller, the third collection at Asia Society. And Katie, tell us more about that collection and other things that are going on at the Ackland right now.
Yeah, so the Rockefellers, with the help of the great Sherman Lee, who came to Chapel Hill as well afterwards in retirement and helped us at the Ackland build the only collection of Asian art in the state of North Carolina, they were going for the very best. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten fabulous examples from numerous countries in East Asia, Southeast Asia, that visitors will see when they come to see the show. It's in two rooms. The first room features sculpture, and it concentrates on the Buddhist religion and the Hindu religion as reflected in sculpture. The second room is a room of decorative arts, except for two items in that room. Everything there is made of ceramics. And that's where the tea tray that Barbara was talking about, illuminated by Morgan Patelka for us on the website, is located. By the way, our website does have videos on a number of individual objects, some done by our folks and others done by people from where the show appeared earlier at the New Orleans Museum of Art. At any rate, I believe very strongly that art is the supreme form of communication. It is the way we come to understand each other through our differences. And I think when you go into an exhibition like the Rockefeller's Asian Art Collection, you'll see exactly what I mean.
Speaking with Katie Ziegler and Barbara Stevenson. And Barbara, I'll let you have the last word as we wrap up this conversation. Anything else that folks ought to know about your talk tonight or about that larger issue of art and cultural diplomacy?
Gosh, it's hard to follow something that was as elegantly said and eloquently said as Katie Ziegler did. We talked about this last night, the question of whether one art form or another art form is actually better at building connection and creating understanding and building up this bank account of trust. And we arrived at a whole series of really insightful, I think, from Katie, pros and cons of the various forms. But they're all really valuable, and all the time that we spend digging into other cultures, I think, into their art, we're all enriched by it. So it's worth making the time to do this.
The talk is Can Art Prevent War? A discussion about the power of cultural diplomacy tonight from 7 to 8:15. This is online via Zoom. You can register online. Registration is required in advance. You can do that for free online at ackland.org. Barbara Stevenson, Katie Ziegler, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.